What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Hello and welcome to the Katie Helper Show. Just a quick, important, and exciting announcement before we start the show, and that is that on December 8th at 7 p.m., the Katie Helper Show will be joining forces with Marianne Williamson, Crystal Ball, and Brianna Joy Gray to host a special free Stephen Donziger live stream with guests including Richard Wolff, Chris Hedges, Roger Waters, and Lucy Lawless, a.k.a. Xena Warrior Princess. For those of you who don't know, Stephen Donziger, who's been on the show before, is currently serving out a 6-month sentence in federal prison for making the mistake of successfully suing Chevron for poisoning the water of the Ecuadorian Amazon, which led to cancer and birth defects. And because he won this case, he's been prosecuted and persecuted by Chevron. It's been a corporate prosecution, and it's literally been prosecuted by a corporate firm which represented Chevron because the Southern District of New York Prosecutor's Office refused to prosecute him. So don't forget, make sure you tune in Wednesday, December 8th, 7 p.m., Crystal Ball, Brianna Joy Gray, Marianne Williamson, and I co-host this incredible live stream event with guests including, but not limited to, Chris Hedges, Richard Wolff, Roger Waters, and Lucy Lawless of Xena Warrior Princess fame. Find the stream at youtube.com/The Katie Helper Show. Again, that's youtube.com/The Katie Helper Show. Hello and welcome to The Katie Helper Show. So excited to be here with you guys at The Katie Helper Show. Very excited. We have a great show for you today. We're going to be talking to Kim Iverson and Garland Nixon about the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. Oh, and if you're watching this live, you're very lucky because you're going to have the whole show. You're going to be able to watch the whole show. And if you join us not live and you want to see the full interview, and it's going to get very good. And I mean, the whole thing's going to be really good, but it's going to be very juicy. The Patreon only part. Make sure that you become Patreon supporters at patreon.com/The Katie Helper Show. And as always, I'm joined by Leslie Lee III. Hello, Leslie.
Hey, Katie. How's it going?
Good. You?
Good. Excited for tonight's show. Seems like it's going to be a very interesting one.
Yep. We both prepped. We watched some of that documentary on Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's Shadow.
Yes, on the Peacock Network. Very, very riveting documentary. Yeah. They use the music. If you've seen the TV show Succession, right, on HBO?
Yes.
And they use like a ripoff of the theme of Succession, which is very appropriate.
It is, for the actually. Story. Yeah, that's a good fit. Yeah. Yeah, we had James Cromwell on. We got to have him back on. Apparently he's on Succession. I'm not far enough along in the season to have seen him. But I hear the people speak, and he's on Succession. Oh, and Leslie is the co-host. No, he's the host of the Struggle Session podcast.
Yes, patreon.com/strugglesession and sesh.plus. Please check us out. We put on a really, I think, a really great podcast. We just had a great episode that we did live at a San Diego Comic Con, actually, which is really fun. And we'll be doing an upcoming episode on that Beatles documentary that everybody's talking about.
Oh, you should have my dad on, who calls the Beatles insipid.
Well, that would be fun, actually. That's part of the thing we're going to talk about, that for some reason, the reaction to this documentary has been like reverence from people who, very young people who you would think like would not be into the Beatles, because like even their grandparents were saying the Beatles were like whack, or what would you call them, squares back then, because they were like a boy band. But now, like, for some reason, there's this rabid, you know, fandom for them. So we'll get into that a bit on Struggle Session.
Yeah, they really are a bunch of squares. They're like squares squared. Because over time it gets that much square. Some housekeeping, if we can start with some housekeeping, which I always want to say house cleaning, which I think is a Freudian slip, because I think I always need to clean my house. But some housekeeping, you guys, this is a very excited moment. Ready? You now can order. I was kind of inspired by the very good podcast that is Struggle Session. You now can order Katie Halper Show merch.
Oh, cool.
What do I mean by that? You just go to katiehalper.myspreadshop.com. Okay, katiehalper.myspreadshop.com. I made a free post in Patreon, which has the link to it. And look what you can get. I like that they have like relatable looking models also. Look, you can get the shirt in many colors, right? You can get a men's shirt. You can get a unisex shirt. You can get a women's shirt. So many color choices. Oh, but wow. Why limit yourself to a shirt when you can also get a onesie? They got a women's shirt with the nice roll cuff is how they describe it. They got tanks. They got
The
hoodies.
Tank looks tough.
The tank is good, right? And look at this. Look at this. You can get it
in. Oh, that's pretty badass.
Right? Oh, hold on. That's not a great... Maria actually... told me she's right. I should X out the black. Although I feel like people should be free
to choose.
I'm pro-choice. So if you want to choose a color that the letters don't really pop against, which is basically the charcoal gray or the black, you're going to lose. Maybe you like that style, more self-effacing. You're going to lose the Katie Halper Show text. But maybe you want to focus more on the actual image. You want that to pop. So you go for a darker color. It's all up to you, guys. It's all up to you. So you got a tank. Then I really like this one. Look at this tote bag. Isn't it cool?
Oh, yes.
It's nice,
very
right?
Very neat. Very fun.
It's great. Oh, I love that color.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Here's in case you need a sense of how big it is. Again, it's kind of going to... Oh, no. It pops with the red, actually. You can see the...
Yeah, it pops.
Oh, because it's
still
on...
Pops.
Right, pops. It still pops, right.
It still
My
pops.
Thing doesn't pop. We sound like Curb Your Enthusiasm. Remember when Larry wants Richard Lewis's girlfriend is a Christian Scientist? I was about to say has Christian Science or something, like it's a disease.
She's caught
a case of Christian Science, but she has allergies and they're supposed to go to some award ceremony, I think, Richard Lewis and his girlfriend. So they really want her to take a Benadryl.
Her
face is all puffy or something. He's like, just a pop. Just pop one pill.
I remember that one. Yeah.
That was so good. So yeah, you got that, which pops. That one pops the text. It doesn't pop as much the image, but if you want the image and the text to pop, you just get a little lime green. But I'm personally partial to the royal blue. What else you want? Hey, you want, I actually got something with taco in mind, Leslie.
Oh, yes.
Hold on. Yep. Wait for it. I got one for Bodhi, obviously. You can get a dog bandana.
That's
I'm not
beautiful.
Sure. Are dog bandanas different from human bandanas?
I think they're a little... There's the shape is like different. I think there's a little bit less material.
Less material. Got it. And then these may be sold out, but I'm going to put another order of another hat because I think this hat is sold out, but I'll put another kind of hat up there. Look, you know how important it is on the Katie Halper Show. I'm a hypocrite. You got to stay hydrated. Talk about that a lot. Now, this is so cool because you can get it in that like silver color. You can get in the white color. And then they have a really cool one. Look at this. Glitter. Do you see that? Oh, turquoise glitter.
That's nice.
Pink glitter. Gold glitter. Silver glitter. Or you want to keep it simple, white and silver. And people who are owed mugs because of their Patreon donations, those are in the mail right now. They're in the mail. Look at this.
Oh, sweet.
A little take me out to the ball game. I mean, that's a fun thing to wear.
Yes.
Your friends are going to want to talk to you more than usual in this shirt.
Oh, yeah. Very right? nice.
I could see Kelly wearing one of these.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right?
I had to get them one.
Yeah. Christmas time is coming up. You guys, in time for Christmas and Hanukkah.
What's
and
a better gift?
What better gift than the gift of
some Katie
I
mean, Halper?
You said it, not me, Leslie. I was just finishing your sentence. Oh, well,
it looks like it's 15% off.
Oh, yeah. You guys have 3 days.
Get those orders in before Christmas.
Get those orders in before Christmas and before the sale goes stops. Then you got a little sweatshirt. You got pins. Then if anyone want, you got some mouse pad. Let's look down at your mouse pad while you're working. Reminded of the show. A rubber case. I'm not sure which size. I'll order the other size. You got a baby. You want to start out the baby with a good life. You get the baby bib. Baby bib. This I like. This I'm going to wear. It's like a woman's hoodie dress.
Oh, hoodie dress.
Hoodie dress is good, right? Now look at this. You guys, you want to celebrate Christmas the right way? And put the face of this secular Jewess right on your Santa hat. I like the way I say that, as if Santa is some kind of religious figure.
Well, but to he some, is kind perhaps.
Of, right? I yes. mean, he's
yes.
like part of Christianity.
It is Saint Nicholas, yes.
I thought you were saying Satan. I thought you were no. making some point about
well,
Santa.
Well, he's part of Christianity, too.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. But hey, interesting. So, guys, we're just showing you. You know, we will get to important news stories. In fact, there's a very weird feeling now that we mention it, that I mention it, juxtaposing merch with the Epstein story. But we're going to bring you that story soon. This is just, we want to make sure you knew. We want to empower you. Look at this. Hey, you want to work out, ladies? How do you like this? It's a women's flowy muscle tank by Bella. Look at this lunch bag. All right, don't worry. I'm going to get to that. But
oh, the sticker's nice.
The sticker's nice, right? And like cutout sticker. Also this, how cool is that? And this, guys, you got to mask up. Now, yeah. I'm not happy about the new variant, but if you're going to have to deal with the variant, the silver lining is that you can do it wearing a Katie Halper Show mask. Again, I would like COVID to go away, but until it does, but how about not, we battle yeah. it together? We got
to
turn.
You're going to have to get some more masks.
Yeah, we need some more masks. And then look at this. Look at this men's performance sleeveless shirt.
Performance.
Yeah.
Oh,
performance. I think there's yes. wicking.
Yeah, there's wicking, wicking high performance.
Or non-wicking like, or something.
Like you can just see The Rock wearing that. Like,
I know. Swole. I should have a photo shoot with some certain swole men of the left wearing it. Get Matt Karp. I'm talking to you. But why is it 100% polyester? I mean, I'm so selfless that I'm asking this question, which is not good salesmanship because I should just be urging you to buy it. But I mean, do people like wearing polyester? Does it make you sweat in a good way?
I think it's just they are made of polyester.
That's just what they are. Yeah. Oh, they are. Okay. Look at that cute lunch bag. So anyway, guys, when you buy, because it's not if, it's when you buy this merch, make sure that you take photos of it and send us photos. Use the hashtag KT Help Show, letter K, letter T, HALPSHOW, and show us what you're wearing. Oh, they removed a really nice aqua color shirt. That's not cool. Oh, well, luckily you got a lot of other colors. So there you go. Or what's this, you know, like a polo shirt? Is that what it's called?
Oh, yes.
Golf shirt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. So let's. So that's one important story that you can now get merch. So that's important. We have some more important stories, but I want to tell you some other stories. Since we started out by looking at my shop, it's like might as well just have a theme. These are going to be Katie Halper Show / Katie Halper related headlines. Okay. So the first headline was the merch. The second headline is I helped get the first woman president elected of Honduras. Now, you're going to want to know how. Don't worry. I don't throw around that term lightly. Okay. But here's the deal. So Xiomara Castro de Zelaya just won the presidency in Honduras. Now her husband, she is of course a woman in her own right, but she also is married to someone named Manuel Zelaya, who was the president in Honduras, who was overthrown in a coup that was not called a coup, decisively not called a coup, by Hillary Clinton. So was overthrown in a coup. And when I say overthrown, I mean he was literally put onto a helicopter in his pajamas. He didn't even have time to change out of his pajamas. He was just put on a helicopter by the right wing, kind of neoliberal right wing in Honduras, flown out of the country. And this coup government helped usher in an era of major violence. It helped usher in an era of a booming femicide industry in Honduras. It also earned Honduras the nickname of the murder capital of the world. That was the Tegucigalpa, the capital of Honduras, became that. And one of the victims of the booming femicide industry was, of course, Berta Cáceres, who was the indigenous rights and environmentalist activist who was killed. And you can thank Hillary Clinton for that in part, because Hillary Clinton refused to call the coup a coup. She actually lied about the reasons behind it not being a coup. And she refused to use her obviously significant force and power and sway as no big deal Secretary of State of the United States to pressure the coup government into stepping down and allowing the elected president, who made the mistake of becoming too left, to continue to serve out his term, which, you know, the U.S. doesn't like when the U.S. likes putting itself between Latin American, Central American, especially, but all of Latin American, I would say, countries and terms. They like to nip those in the bud when it comes to elected leaders. Looking at you, Bolivia. So Xiomara was elected. Now, again, her husband, you know, was a part of her career, obviously. He's a relevant figure. And I once met him. I was at a really cringeworthy like conference put together by Arianna Huffington. And there was a man walking around with Zelaya. We were in the same room. Okay, guys, this Katie Halper rubbed shoulders with overthrown to be presidents. Okay. I think I radicalized him, because here's what I said to him. There was a guy with him who had a thick accent who was walking around with him. He was from India. He was talking to him in English. And he said to the president of Honduras, because I was also in the room with Jimmy Wales from Wikipedia, but I was focused on Mel. So when this guy said to him, this is Jimmy Wales, who founded Wikipedia, where you can find an entry of yourself. And I could, you know, when, I don't know if you know this look, when someone, you can tell they're not going to say it because they don't want to be rude or make it uncomfortable. When someone hears something and you can tell they don't understand it, like, yes, whether it's like a language thing or a hearing thing, and he didn't understand it. And I said to him in Spanish, this is Jimmy Wales, the founder of Wikipedia, where you can find yourself, your own entry, or you can find yourself, I think I said. And he smiled at me. And I think that gave him the confidence to return to Honduras and shift left.
Oh, yeah. I can see it.
Solidarity, right? Yes. You see it, right?
Yes, I see. It's very obvious. It's plain.
I mean, anyone who doesn't see it obviously has a problem with women in leadership roles or has a personal grudge against me, or maybe there's some anti-Semitism mixed in. It's unclear. But I'm glad that no one here has any problem seeing what I'm putting down, which is that moment shifted. It was like a sliding doors moment. You know, it was a solidarity that he saw in action. I had nothing to gain. I just wanted to help someone understand something. And I think that was when he realized, look, it could happen in New York City, across, you know, language barriers, nation state borders, even though we don't believe in those things. I think he just picked up on all of that in that one exchange. And without that, he couldn't have shifted left. And without shifting left, he couldn't have been overthrown in a coup. And without that, his righteous life partner, Xiomara Castro, would not have become elected. So you're welcome, yeah. Honduras. And the last story about Katie Halper in the news is that I always knew that Jeffrey Epstein taught at the high school I went to. Before my time, though, I actually have to ask some of my former teachers about him and see what they have to say about him. We knew that. And Bill Barr's father was the head of Dalton at that point. Donald Barr. Okay. So Donald Barr hired Jeffrey Epstein to teach math at Dalton. And I already knew that. I'd come to terms with that. But I didn't know, and I hadn't come to terms with the fact that Anthony Blinken, whose stepfather was the last person to speak to or see Robert Maxwell, father of Ghislaine, who died while naked on a boat. It happens. Anthony Blinken went to Dalton too.
Oh.
So now I have another thing I have to wrestle with and I have to think about.
Yes, yes. That came out of a couple of months ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So I now have got, I mean, I feel like I'm quite a bit of a stereotype and don't like being connected with these gross guys. And what I want to say is I'm such a stereotype. I went to this private school on the Upper East Side, though I'm from the Upper West Side. And I sound like I'm out of a Woody Allen screenplay. But what did I just do there? I just linked myself to another disgusting, powerful man.
Who knew Epstein?
Who sent one of his kids to Dalton, Woody. Woody and Mia sent one of their kids to Dalton. Yeah. So coming full circle.
Yes.
Anyway, so those have been your Katie Halper-centric headlines of the week. Merch, you're welcome, Honduras, and wow, Anthony Blinken, can't get any worse. We're about to bring in our next guests. They're amazing people. Oh, and you know what? Let me just introduce what we're going to be talking about. So hundreds of deceived young women and girls being preyed upon by some of the most powerful politicians and businessmen in the world, an ultra-rich power couple running an international Lolita Express, and the trial that may finally connect the dots. This is not Pizzagate. We have not been red-pilled into QAnon. Take off your aluminum hat. Today on the Katie Halper Show, we're talking about the first week of the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. As procurer and groomer for now-dead creep financier Jeffrey Epstein. And if you've been living under a rock or just following mainstream media, you may have missed that financier Jeffrey Epstein's little black book of powerful friends includes President Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, lawyer Alan Dershowitz, New Mexico Democratic Governor Bill Richardson, Lex Wexner, and Donald Trump. Dozens of young women told of being recruited by Epstein's partner in literal crime, Ghislaine Maxwell, for massages before being groomed, abused, and trafficked, often on Epstein's personal plane, dubbed the Lolita Express, for Epstein's proclivities for especially young women. And Ghislaine's trial started on Monday, and it's largely seen as a proxy for the trial of Jeffrey Epstein, who, awaiting trial, died by suicide, maybe, in jail in 2019. And so joining us shortly to talk about the case and how it's being covered and where it may lead are two amazing guests, Kim Iverson and Garland Nixon. But before we bring in our guests, we're going to just play a little bit of a, I would say palate cleanser, but it's going to be disgusting. But this clip of an ABC journalist who talks about how she got kind of scooped on an Epstein story.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in it because of the planes. She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail. And now it's all coming out. And it's like these new revelations. And I freaking had all of it. Other women backing it up. Hey. Yep. Brad Edwards, the attorney, 3 years ago saying, there will come a day when we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. Well, then I got a little concerned about why I couldn't get on. She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. So do I think he was killed? 100%. Yes, I do. Because he made his whole living blackmailing people. Yeah, there were a lot of men in those planes, a lot of men who visited that island, a lot of powerful men who came into that apartment. And they made it seem as though he made that suicide attempt 2 weeks earlier, but his lawyers claim that he was roughed up by his cellmate around the neck. That was all, like, to plant the seed. And then, that's why I really believe it, like, really believe it. Ghislaine Maxwell, who I had all sorts of stuff on her, too. I love it. I'm like, it's so funny to hear everyone say her name now, because I'm like, oh, my God, like, I had all the, and everyone's like, who's that? Who cares? I kept getting that. Who cares? She knows everything. She knows. She should be careful. Well, she was his, like, she went out and recruited all of these girls.
Bye.
She should watch her back. Because if she goes, I mean, I'd have like security guards all around me.
So that was interesting. That was an interesting moment of journalistic.
Yeah, I remember when that came out, that made a big news because we obviously they knew many years ahead of time that this should have been on TV, on national TV. Everybody should have been talking about it.
Mm-hmm. But they were given the big no. This is the type of stuff that if we didn't have evidence of it and you said it, people would just accuse you of being a conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
Right. But it's actually, it's there. Anyway, so we will bring in our guests. Kim Iverson, an American independent political commentator. She was a syndicated national radio talk show host and was best known for a nationally syndicated show, Your Time with Kim Iverson. She then left her career in radio to start her own show on YouTube, The Kim Iverson Show. She also co-hosts on The Hill's Rising. Garland Nixon is a political analyst in Washington, D.C. Garland's work centers on both domestic and foreign policy with a predominant focus on anti-imperialist movements worldwide. He spent over 20 years in law enforcement and retired holding the rank of major. He then went on to teach criminal justice before settling on full-time journalism. He was a regular panelist on Fox News from 2010 through 2019, appearing on nearly every show on the national network, along with weekly appearances on local Fox News programs in Philadelphia and New York. Garland is also an outspoken civil libertarian and First Amendment advocate. He spends his fun time reading, boating, and working out. Well, we're going to bring on Garland Nixon. Thank you, Garland, for joining us. Hello, Garland. Welcome.
Thanks for inviting me.
Of course. And Kim, are we ready? I'm just waiting for her to give me the thumbs up. I can't tell. She's giving me, is that a thumb? Yes, thumbs up. Okay. And Kim. Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm trying out this green screen feature.
I like it.
Yeah. I was like, I could have like a fancy living room with a grand piano behind me, it looked like.
Yeah, or you could have a brick.
Or a brick wall. I figured it'd be better if I looked like I'm sitting in front of a brick wall. I don't know. Yeah. Than a fancy grand piano.
yeah.
Trying it out. Sorry.
You want to be relatable.
Right. Yeah.
So thank you so much for joining us, both of you. And this is my co-host, Leslie.
Yeah.
Hi.
And nice wanted to know what has happened. We're on day two. This is the first week of the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, and we're going to get into so many things about it. But first, can one of you just tell us what has happened so far in the trial?
Well, I can tell you that, you know, yesterday they did opening statements, and basically Ghislaine's attorneys argued that she was just the scapegoat, that powerful men do what powerful men want to do, and women are always the ones that end up taking the blame. And they kind of turned her into a victim from what we understand. And then today, the pilot that was the pilot of the private plane actually testified and did drop some names. I was really surprised, because I didn't expect actually to hear really any powerful names dropped in this court case. It was kind of like, you know, they've almost done everything they could to not have any of the powerful names brought up. Any of the victims that are pointing the finger at the powerful names, they're not included in this trial. And so I was surprised, but the pilot did say that they were asking a bunch of, they were dropping a lot of names at the pilot. Did you see this person on the plane? Did you see this person on the plane? And the big ones are, of course, Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, and Prince Andrew. And there were some others that were dropped. But the pilot said that he didn't see any sexual activity on the plane, that he never saw any what he perceived to be young women. You know, he thought that they were all over the age of 20. And that's kind of really what's happened, I think, so far. But maybe Garland has more info?
Well, you know, actually, I was going to take a completely different angle on this, if you guys don't mind. A completely different angle. And here's the angle. I, to be quite frank, don't have confidence that this trial is on the up and up. And I'll tell you why. You know, we talk about Ghislaine Maxwell. We talk about Epstein. And we talk about the people who perpetrated the clearly what appears to be crimes against young women and crimes involving female trafficking, et cetera. But what happens if you talk about the other side of it, right? What happens if you look at Ghislaine Maxwell and you recognize that her father was named Robert Maxwell? There was a book written about Robert Maxwell, and the name of the book was Robert Maxwell, Israeli Super Spy. And you realize that her sisters, Isabel and Christina, were both connected to Israeli intelligence and the CIA. They worked. I mean, if you start digging into the Maxwell family, you don't have to get too many shovels full of dirt before you realize that espionage was a family tradecraft. And that being said, when you look at Epstein and you realize, well, this guy was a quote financier, but how'd he make his money? Nobody knows. He worked with this guy, Lex Wexner, but nobody knows. All of this money that he spent and appeared to have, but he didn't have some kind of a job or he didn't trade. Where does money come from? A mysterious place. And then even when it gets to what happened to Epstein, here he is in some kind of a supermax type jail that nobody could get into. And the cameras shut off and suddenly the guards fall asleep and he commits suicide in a odd and strange kind of way. And add one more thing, because, you know, I was an investigator. I was former commander of the Investigations Division for Police Department. And I'm just throwing breadcrumbs together. And then you look at it and you're like, when I put all of that stuff together, and add one more thing, when he was prosecuted for what seems to be significant crimes in Florida, and he got barely a slap on the hand, and Alex Acosta, a former official in the Trump administration, when he was asked about it, he said, I was told Epstein is intelligence. Leave him alone. Now, I mean, granted, I'm not Sherlock Holmes, but I can put enough breadcrumbs together to figure that out. And I think it becomes blatantly obvious that this was an intelligence operation that we're talking about. And in the same way that Jeffrey Epstein was involved in significant criminal activity involving the things that he was involved in, and they slapped him on the hand in Florida until it got so obvious that they couldn't hide it anymore, and he had an unfortunate and untimely demise, in the same way that Ghislaine Maxwell's father had an unfortunate and untimely demise. I'll just put it like this. I'll end by saying this. If this is miscreant behavior by sexual deviance, then the story is one thing. But if it is an intelligence operation that is involved in miscreant behavior and sexual deviancy for intelligence operations worldwide, we have a whole different conversation now, don't we?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to look this up right now, actually, but because there was one other dot that I wanted to kind of connect. What was James Comey doing when Alex Acosta gave Jeffrey Epstein the sweetheart deal? Who was Jim Comey at that time? Was he somebody that Alex Acosta would have to run that by?
It's hard to say, you know, but again, James Comey's daughter is the prosecutor. I mean, when you look at
right, that's why I'm trying to connect this dot. Right.
And so
what year was this? What year?
I thought it was 2008.
And he would have been at that point.
I don't think he was anything, you know, I'm sure he was an attorney somewhere. I'm sure I feel like I did see that he was somehow somebody that Alex Acosta would have needed to gain that information, you know, something.
He was high up in the DOJ at one point, but then he left for a while. He became the vice president of Lockheed Martin. He became on the board of directors for HSBC. He's been around.
Yes, he has been.
But you know, I mean, think about if I'll put it like this, if this trial ends and we see Ghislaine Maxwell with all that we know.
He was in the private sector from 2005 to 2013.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, yeah. If she gets a slap on the hand, which I suspect, there's some obvious conclusions that present themselves. You don't have to search for them. I mean, where is the media looking into these things that people, you know, discuss? I mean, the media's, we don't have any investigative journalists that work for the New York Times or CNN anymore that would look at that and scratch their head and say, wow, this is odd. Perhaps I should dig a little bit further. They put for the paradigm that's put forward is that this is a criminal act. This is criminal activity and sexual deviance that involved super wealthy people. It's almost like they want to push it in the direction of the Pizzagate people. So the Pizzagate people will bite into it and say, see, I told you so. And then they can say, you see, those Pizzagate right. people are crazy, which they kind of really are. But therefore, you kind of snuff out the whole thing and we don't dig deeper to the point where people start asking questions that, you know.
Although I do feel like on this case, quite a few people have actually dug into the fact that and insinuated in the mainstream media, even that he was clearly likely working intelligence for Mossad. I mean, I feel like that was implied by several people. I mean, maybe I'm wrong on that. I mean, I certainly did early on connect. I mean, I did a whole piece that connected all of those dots, showing that he was likely, you know, because we don't know where his money came from. And it was very odd. And it was, and we know that Ghislaine Maxwell's dad was Mossad, or at least, you know, allegedly Mossad, but, you know, all of Mossad, and the prime minister of Israel showed up to his funeral and said, he did more for Israel than you will ever know. You know, so he's like dropping a lot
literally,
of hints.
Literally,
So I felt like there was a lot of people, you know, that it's not as Pizzagate-ish, right, for people to point at Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell and the entire Israeli Mossad likelihood possibility, simply because, you know, they were obviously targeting powerful people in politics more particularly than anywhere. So they could have gotten a lot of people that were just rich and famous, or you know, there was a lot of things they could have done, or a lot of people they could have gone after, but they really seemed to gather a roster of people who are somehow in politics or connected to government around in all of these very powerful countries that Israel would need. So I feel like that was like a fairly, but you know, of course they didn't go further than that with it because we can't prove any of it. There's no way to prove that. There's absolutely no way to prove that. So all it is speculation. And I don't know if any of the outlets can really go very far with speculation other than to say, well, we speculate and there's a lot of weird stuff going on there. But OK, I guess the guy killed himself. And
yeah. And there's a lot of weird stuff going on with the trial itself. Like, for example, the fact that even though there's very prominent victims of Epstein who've been spoken out, there's true crime documentaries about them on ABC News. Most of those witnesses that people know about and have heard from are not actually being called.
Right.
Those victims, excuse me, are not being called at this trial for Ghislaine. They're just focusing on her as opposed to the women who say they were abused by Alan Dershowitz and Prince Andrew. They're not being tied or brought in as witnesses at all in this case, which is just baffling. There is no explanation for why that would happen.
Yeah, they're really not wanting to. Maybe it is, if we were just like to not be conspiratorial at all, but just be like, okay, let's just look at it from, you know, just a completely logical, a non-conspiratorial point of view, I would suppose that you'd say, well, because they have no evidence, you know, this is the thing, is they have no direct evidence that they're able to link, you know, Bill Clinton or Trump or, you know, all of Prince Andrew or Bill Richardson or all of these people that have been implicated in this, Alan Dershowitz, they don't have any, all they have is like a he said, she said, I suppose. They probably would want a lot more evidence before bringing up and implicating people like that. Or at least if they're going to bring up people in a court case, they would need to be able to bring up people that they could then have a case against, possibly, right? And if they can't do that, then it's kind of like, you know, you're potentially dragging innocent people's names through and dragging their names through the mud.
I don't think Alan Dershowitz. And they have the videos too. Like, there's so much evidence that's just not being brought up. Like, there, we know that there are videotapes with, you know, famous and powerful people with some of the women, and that's its own. The trial is just Ghislaine. This is supposed to be an international pedophile ring with some of the most powerful and rich people in the world, and the only person people have been charged are Jeffrey Epstein and his girlfriend. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, again, because I don't know if they have having a photograph with one of the girls is just not enough evidence. Then, you know, you need to have, I think, more evidence of real truth. I mean, if you're going to, especially a crime like that, if you're going to charge somebody with rape or pedophilia or something along or sex trafficking, or I would think you'd have to have a lot of evidence against that person. I mean, I think a lot of us can suspect that a lot of these people are very guilty. And they're going to have that, you know, carried with them.
Well, the other thing is this, too, with the amount of, with the ability, the technological ability now that law enforcement have, it has, if the FBI were doing a deep dive, if the, you know, I mean, put me in charge of this investigation, it's a whole different investigation, because now I'm going to go to court. I'm going to get subpoenas. I'm going to find out where people's cell phones were. I'm going to find out where, you know, I can follow people on cell phones. Let's not forget, one of the things that law enforcement does very frequently is follow cameras around. You can hack into cameras. You can go to areas where there were cameras and get video footage. There are a lot of things technologically that they can do now. There's a lot more information that could be gotten. The phone records, cell phone records, cell phone locations, then vehicle records, locations of planes, et cetera. So I just think there is inordinate amount of evidence, piles and piles of evidence out there that a truly hungry investigator could go after. And if this is, if in fact, as is alleged, that this was a pedophile ring, then that means that a lot of people, think about the level we're talking about. We're talking about the super rich. There has to be a lot of people involved in procuring the victims, in transporting the victims, in hiding information. There are a lot of people involved here. How do you even do that? When you're talking about transporting people from over in various countries, so you're going to have all kinds of travel records and things of that nature. How do you even do that without a significant amount of records? There's a lot more information out there that could be obtained. So it's like the charges, and what we're looking at here is the most minimalist of investigations they could find, and just a few people to say, we're going to say it's Epstein and Maxwell, and everybody else that was involved in this ring will not be charged. So it will not be even brought up. So I just tend to think that as minimal as an outcome as could possibly happen, it'll be more like a soap opera kind of thing. Well, they'll give us lots of things to talk about and lots of oohs and ahs and names. And in the end, when it goes down, you know, whatever she's found, I think, you know, she knows if you're involved in intelligence, at some point you have to take a spear in the chest, but it's not going to go very deep.
If you want to see the rest of this conversation, which you're going to want to see, because we're going to talk about the censorship of Kim Iverson, other than Kim Iverson, also about, get a little bit more deep into Robert Maxwell, Ghislaine's father, talk about whether or not, how we actually think Epstein met his demise. I'll just leave it that way. So you're going to want to become Patreon supporters at patreon.com/The Katie Halper Show. Again, that's patreon.com/The Katie Halper Show. Thanks again for listening to The Katie Halper Show. To hear the rest of that discussion, please join the Patreon at patreon.com/The Katie Halper Show. Again, that's patreon.com/The Katie Halper Show. If you like the show, please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. And as always, we remind you that this show could not happen without the support of our listeners. Our show is produced by me, Katie Halper, Nick Palm. Brad Bloom is our audio engineer and an associate producer on the show. Our researcher is Joshua Bregman. And our theme song is by the band Cordova. See you next time.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.